Now, more of AM 560's Part of the Answer, a behind-the-scenes look at some of Chicago's most successful businesses. Once again, here's your host, Ken Cervera.
Hey, I'm with my two Irish buddies from Kelly Financial Services. It's John Kelly and John Horan. John's the new guy, and he's doing a kick-butt job at Kelly Financial Services. And let's talk about all of the services that you guys provide your clients. And I know there are a lot of them, so we could be here for weeks.
Well, true. But generally speaking, we do like the financial products. So you get the life insurance, you get the fixed income like annuities. We do long-term care. And like I said, Johnny does the managed money for us. So we have marketing companies we deal with, and we were licensed with a bunch of different carriers. Depending on how old the client is, what their situation is, what they're looking for,
sure,
determines where we obviously steer the money.
Sure, absolutely. And so okay, tell me your part in this and tell me how you moved into the company. And
well, I was going to DePaul, and John basically said, "You're me." He went to DePaul too. He did the finance thing and everything like that. He's like, "You're me." And he's like, "I'm trying to be successful with this business. I'm getting there. But I need you." And I said, all right, that makes me feel wanted. So I came in here, I got my 65 license, my Series 65, so I'm a licensed fiduciary.
Sure.
And I got hooked up with FIA out in Arizona, and they're awesome. So we have 19 different portfolios to choose from.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so just all based on different things, whether you want stock portfolios. We deal mostly with a lot of ETFs and things like that. And then we have some income-producing portfolios, a lot of dividend-producing stocks, things like that. And it just depends on what you want.
You know? Well, let's talk about ETFs, because when you look at mutual funds, and there are good mutual funds
absolutely,
out there.
Absolutely,
yeah. There really are. But when you look at ETFs, you're going to save on fees, aren't you?
Oh, massively. The average fee for an ETF could be anywhere from 0.2 to 0.5, where mutual funds can go up to 5.5%.
Sure.
And that's just up front.
Well, and then if you're right. You're exactly right. Because if you're paying the upfront load on that thing, and then it tanks that year and it's down 15%, now you're down 23%.
Exactly. And right? That's what people don't realize when they're getting into them, because they just think, oh, it's a mutual fund. It's got to be awesome.
Sure. Absolutely.
You look a little further and it's, no, you're getting some pretty hefty fees there.
Yeah, you better believe. And there's hidden fees. So if the mutual fund manager did a lot of trading that year, you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go on, you know, something like
Morningstar,
yeah, you're going to be able to find those fees.
Oh, and absolutely.
There's a lot of ones that don't come up in the pamphlets.
Yeah. It's so, like 12B1 fees or something that pretty much all mutual funds have. ETFs, they don't have that. And, and you're starting to see a lot. Last year was the most growth you've seen in the ETF market ever. And you also saw a lot of money moving away from mutual funds, and I think that's kind of a correlation there. It's kind of moving out of that and more into ETFs.
Well, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And so the fact that you guys, see, now you're already proving that you take good care of your customers, because that's a thing that is very important, and watching their fees. You've got to make sure that those fees for your customers are, or your clients, are correct.
That's our entire pretty much game plan, is just the reduction of fees as much as possible.
Yep.
And because that's what really eats away at it. You know, if we have kind of a flat year in the market and your fund manager is doing a bunch of trading or something like that, you're going to see it come right off the top of your portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. And the market only trends, and this is what a lot of people don't know, but the market only trends about 30% of the time, correct?
Yeah.
So you've got to be there when the market takes off.
Yeah.
And so many times you can miss the market if you're trying to time it. And timing is not a good deal.
And a perfect example of that is just since Trump got elected. It's just, we saw that Trump bump.
Oh, and absolutely.
And if you were there to capture it, you're a happy guy right now, or, you know, because the market's shot up a good percentage since then.
He's created, as of last month, he had created over $3 trillion in market cap. That is pretty good for your first couple of weeks in office.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The Trump bump.
Yeah, well, and for all of those who say, because they didn't just pass the health care bill, that you know, he's been a failure, let me tell you something. What he's doing is he's setting the business climate psychologically correct. In other words, if you feel that the market is only growing at 1.5% as it did under Obama, Obama was the first president not to have 3% growth. Mm-hmm. Okay. But all of a sudden, Trump comes in and the psychology of the market changes. That's the key component to getting the market up and to getting jobs up also. You've got to have the psychology of a good market, because the market is so much psychology, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And so is investing, really. You know, you've got to know. So when a guy comes in to you guys and he doesn't know what he's doing, you try to get him to think in terms of a plan. You set his risk up. And you get them to think, because so many people don't even think about their money.
And it's sad, because most Americans spend more time planning for their vacations than they do planning
That's
for
right.
their retirement.
That is so correct. That is so correct. And it's frightening, because how many people have not saved anything for retirement? Do you know the percentages?
I had a guy last week. I don't know about the percentages all around, but I had one last week. He's about 50 years old, and he came to me. He said, "This is all I got. Put it in the most aggressive thing you have, please, because I need this to grow."
No.
He's like, "I'm one of those people that didn't think about it. I turned 50, and light bulb came off. Now it's time to start."
And now he wants to get super aggressive at a point where he should be taking his aggressiveness down.
Exactly.
Right?
You're
going backwards.
You should be ramping down around that age just because you want to hold on to what you got, but he's on the exact opposite. He's trying to get it all.
Well, and John, that is the way that they do it the wrong way. In other words, as the market's going up and it's hitting a peak, people are psychologically saying, "I'm missing it. Oh my God, I'm missing it." So they get in at the peak when the smart money is taking their profits and pulling out, and then the whole market crashes down, right? Mm,
absolutely.
Well, the whole thing in the market, how do you make money? Buy low, sell high. The
you
problem
bet.
Is most people don't do it.
No, they do it exactly the opposite. So they say, you know, the masses are asses, basically, is the term in the stock market, and it really proves very true. Well, you almost have to be a contrarian, do you not?
Well, what we try to do, too, is explain. Education is the first thing we start with.
Oh, you bet.
You got to educate them. So when your clients and they understand why you're doing something, I don't care what it is, whether it's buying a car or buying a dinner. I mean, as long as you understand what you're doing and how much you're paying for it, there's usually not an issue.
That's right.
It's when people have all these hidden fees and they don't have a clue how things work.
Right.
Now you have panic.
Yeah. You know, they never tell you the price of crab or lobster on the menu.
Yeah. But you got to ask for it.
Market price.
Yeah, what is market price? Yeah. I don't know, you know, but you have to ask when you order it. So you're absolutely correct. And for this guy to come in and see you and he has nothing, and now he's saying, you know, fire it up, make me a millionaire overnight. That's not going to happen.
Oh, absolutely not. And I made sure that he knew that right away.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I'm not a magician. I can't make this money appear, but I can do my best with the portfolio that I have. And
you
it's exactly you. Like you were just saying, buy low, sell high. The problem with that is emotion gets in the way.
That's...
And we have one portfolio right away called Cabana Asset Management, and it's an algorithm-based portfolio. It takes all the emotion out of it. They've seen 633% growth since 2003.
That's good.
Amazing company, you know. So I just said, hey, if you're looking for a return, this is the best I got for you.
Oh,
and he
my
said,
God.
Absolutely, jumped right on that.
Oh, my God.
Triple,
that's awesome.
Triple S&P.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They've had some awesome returns, things like that. And it probably is because of that emotion, you know. It's just
sure.
like, oh, well, it's performed so well. I don't want to sell it. When in reality, if you think you should sell it and you should sell it, then go for it. You should. But
well,
that's what.
And when you see mutual funds, and this is the truth, that the average mutual fund manager does not beat the S&P 500 on a consistent basis, correct?
Zero in the last 20 years.
Zero. Right, exactly. So you have to know that when you get into a mutual fund, you better be catching that puppy at the right time, at the time when it's just looking like it's really going to rise, you know. And you've got to, don't you think it's more important sometimes to develop good instincts about the market? In other words, you know, I was day trading for a while, which I don't recommend anybody do, but we did very well at it. But we had a system, and we followed our system very closely. And we would buy airlines and oil. And when airlines would come up, we would buy oil because that was the contrarian position, and it was like a wheel just spinning. I wouldn't recommend trading, but you have to have those instincts if you're going to play the market, I think.
Yeah, and discipline. You got to have a plan. I don't care what it is.
Exactly.
It's like a baseball game. You have a game plan and you stick to it.
What's been wrong with our team for the
last... I know.
We're all Southside boys, so we're all going to be at the White Sox.
We'll see the game tomorrow.
You got it. We'll all be there Monday. I'll see you over there. My name is Ken Severo. We're talking a little finance, a little baseball. It's always a nice combination. I'm with John Kelly and John Horan, and they are from a fantastic investment firm called Kelly Financial Services. If you're sitting out there and you're going, wow, I don't even know what I'm doing with my money, then you better get some help and you better go see the two Johns right here. You could either drive to the studio or you could, probably easier to drive to Hickory Hills and see them there. And we're going to get websites, addresses, and phone numbers for you when we come back from the break. This is Part of the Answer. I'm Ken Severo. We'll be right back.